Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You definitely want to keep it locked right here, Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. We're coming off a weekend, and we got you the whole week, and it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of enlightenment, entertainment, inspiration, and information. And speaking of information, Eric Mangini, that's right, the former NFL coach, will join us at the bottom of the hour.
Eric Mangini.
As we get ready for NFL. That's right, Mangini. Yes, yes. And how are you, Rob Parker?
I am great, Mr. Chris Broussard. How was the weekend? I saw you were enlightening and being spiritual and being, what's the other word? Supportive and with other brothers in New Jersey. And you guys were at a park and holding hands and prayers and all that. I was looking at it. Very good.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, next time you in the, over on this side of the country, man, you got to come out with us.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
And you know what? We were praying. So it was about 30 or 40 dudes praying. And a couple of guys that were just there to work out at the park came up and joined us and started talking with us. And, you know, so it was
maybe life-changing for some of those.
You never know, so right?
Yeah.
Did anybody say, where's that heathen Rob Parker? Or no, we didn't need that?
No comment. I said he's at Lemon Pepper, somewhere with Lemon Pepper Lou or whatever.
Nah. Yeah, no, hey, you know, no Magic City. It is a Magic City Monday, but I went bowling. I went bowling for the first time in a while.
I saw your little doctored video where you...
No, it wasn't doctored.
You looked like you were actually a pro on that shot.
You saw me. Look at that form.
I didn't believe it for a minute.
That form was perfect. You know, I got robbed. I got 9. If it was doctored, I would have showed me hitting a strike, right? Why would I pick a video where I only got 9? But I want you to know, seriously, no lie, that was my first ball that I threw. The first ball of the day.
Really?
Because I wanted to feed the gram. So the first thing I do is I always say,
Did you go by yourself?
One of my mentees, who's a filmmaker in L.A., Devontae. So he was there, and he was like, I said, get the camera ready. Let me get my first throw out the way.
Well, you shot pretty good score as far as
I'm concerned. I had a 180. The second game was 180. That's not bad.
That's good. No, that's I'll take that. I got a funny story for you. So I was – when Derrick Rose was a rookie – I interviewed him, and this was right after the draft.
Is he a big bowler?
Well, he was saying, like, I was like, so what do you like to do other than play ball and blah, blah. He's like, oh, you know, I bowl. I like bowling. And granted, you know, Rose, you know Rob, he's very soft-spoken. I don't want to front like he was all excited when he said it, but he did was saying, like, bowling, I'm really into that. You know, I like bowling, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, oh, I mean, you know, he said it like he's a really, like a really good bowler.
So you thought, oh, all right, let's go bowling.
I'm like, oh, what's your average score? You know, so what you know, I said, so you good? You serious? He's like, yeah, nah, I'm into it. I said, so what's your average score? He said, you know, about a 115, something like
what?
That.
What? 115?
I was like, what? I'm like, you sound like me, and I go every 5 years.
Right. Anybody who walks off the street can knock 100 pins down. Right. That ain't nothing. Yes, but I do have my own shoes and ball. So
you serious? Yeah.
Nah,
yeah.
Chris, you don't even remember this because I think you were too young and you weren't in New York yet. Madison Square Garden used to have a bowling alley on the top of Madison Square. You never been up there, right?
No,
you never saw it.
I don't remember that.
Chris, like 50 lanes or 100 lanes. I can't remember how big it was. It was on the top of Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It was a big bowling alley up top. And we had a Daily News bowling league, and we bowled every week. I played in that. I played in the softball league in Central Park. When I was in New York in the 80s, we were doing all these, you know, work-related things. Bowling league, you know, and all that. So yeah, they had like 50 or 100
lanes.
So they
got rid of that.
Yeah, that's not there anymore. It
used to
be. Because
the Knicks, when I was covering them in the early 2000s, they had, you know, they had bowling outings.
And it wasn't there, right.
And it wasn't there. So I was like, yeah, they must have got rid of it. So, all right. Well, hey, I'm glad you had a good weekend bowling, and I had a good weekend praying, and we are the odd couple. Although not as odd as usual. You were bowling.
Right. I was doing something that was a family thing. That was a family outing.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Well, we got the heavy one on the ones and the twos. DJ Alex Tyshirt, I mean, this is ridiculous. Like, I mean, he is hardly ever here anymore. I'm starting to fear we're losing him, Rob.
Yeah, I think that might be inevitably.
Yeah, he's becoming a big star, but just remember where it started, Alex the Vegan, with Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia on the Odd Couple. We got super producer Rob G.
We're not losing Rob G.
No, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
he don't have those offers like Alex. I hate to put it that way, but it's true.
And the show he's on in the morning, that's just not going to get him anywhere. So he's good. He's going to be with us.
And we got Brian Finley, the loquacious one, on the updates. Rob, let's get to this really quickly. In Trey Lance, now they are raving about Trey Lance in San Francisco. This dude must be spectacular because he's only played one game, Rob, in like the last year and a half. And that was at the Division I AA level, FCS, all right, North Dakota State. But apparently, according to all the reports, we, of course, haven't seen him, but he is lighting it up in the 49ers training camp, so much so that a day after saying that he would not get first-team reps yet, he gets first-team reps. And now it's to the point where Kyle Shanahan, the head coach for the Niners, is saying that Trey Lance is going to play. All right? That he's going to play this year. Now, we know their quarterback is Jimmy Garoppolo. But Shanahan said this, Trey's going to play for us this year. I know you guys are all running the Twitter on that. Situationally, he's going to get plays. That doesn't mean that he's going to be the starter or anything, but he's going to get plays, and you've got to prepare him for that every way possible. Rob, your thoughts?
I just don't like it. I think it's a cop-out by Shanahan. Either just pick a quarterback. If he's all that in a bag of chips, name him the starter. Step out there, you know, and just say, like, you know, we already know what Jimmy G is. He got us to the Super Bowl, but he can't win it for us. You know, we want to move on. We got somebody a little more dynamic. And just go and make your decision. But I always say it's like having two girlfriends. That means neither one satisfies you. That's why you have two. You don't need two. You need one if she's doing her thing or if he's doing his thing at quarterback.
Keep it family.
I'm just saying. Right. I mean, I didn't say anything sexual. I meant doing her thing like being nice to you. Can you tilt your camera back up that you knocked down?
Oh,
I don't want to look at your hands. Thank
my
you.
Bad.
They're a little worn, right? Did you wash
my
dishes
hands?
As a kid?
Well, I'm a rough kid. I was a rough kid. You know?
I'm just saying.
I got calluses on my hands. I know you got those soft
you know,
hands.
You know, you know, Chris, it's called butter. You know what I'm saying? But just,
we are rough hands. Wow.
But I'm just saying, I don't get this. I don't want two quarterbacks, just one. Make a decision, Chris. Step out there and pick one. Well, you know, and let one guy play. If he doesn't play well, then you go to the other guy. But this whole, I'm a shuttle guy back and forth. He's not like some aging 40-year-old quarterback
right.
who could use a couple of plays off every so often. Come on, man. I don't like this at all. The 49ers and Shanahan making a huge mistake.
I agree with you that, look, no quarterback worth his salt wants the backup to be coming in on third down, running some play for him that he can't run supposedly, or coming in every second or third series to do something, right? I'm the starter, and I get Drew Brees did it with Taysom Hill. Drew Brees was 40 years old. Like you said, he probably welcomed it, all right? He's
right.
40. But where is this happening? Aaron Rodgers was up, and I get it, Jimmy G's not Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers was upset that they drafted a guy to play 3 or 4 years from now.
Right. Let alone come in the game.
Tom Brady didn't want Jimmy G there because Belichick's thinking of playing him in a few years. You think Jimmy G wants a guy coming in playing now? No, this is not good. And I get Jimmy G, I hate to put this out there. Hopefully it doesn't happen, Rob. But we know why they even have Trey Lance, because reliable. He probably will get hurt at some point this season. I mean, that's just his history. But if he doesn't get hurt, the record says he wins. And I get it. We're not looking at a Hall of Famer. At least it doesn't look like that at this point. But this dude is 22-8, Rob, over his 4 years in San Francisco. And with the same coach, right, the boy genius Kyle Shanahan, with that same running game that carried him to the Super Bowl, right, with that same great defense, they're 7-27 without him. So he's doing something right. And I just think you don't need to stir up the controversy already and have some guy coming in, running plays, and Jimmy G's not going to be happy, and maybe he can disguise it, but maybe not. It may show some way, and now you got a potential controversy. And look, I just think it's the wrong move. Like I said, if Jimmy G Jimmy G should start. It's his last year there. We know it. But he should be the starter until he either gets hurt or he just shows he's not playing well. And this kid is better. But until then, you go with him. This two dual quarterback thing, man, I don't like it. And I don't think a starting quarterback, like, in fact, Jimmy G said as much. He told Sports Illustrated this, Rob. I've never been in a situation like that. I think at any level of football, you get two quarterbacks playing, it's tough. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. There's a whole Taysom Hill thing in New Orleans. They were doing a version of that. There is a place for it. It's tough. But Kyle, he's a revolutionary guy. He's done some crazy stuff in the past, so you never know. So he's not happy about it. So I don't like it, Rob. But our guest, our next guest does. We were together today on First Things First, and Eric Mangini likes it, Rob. So we will talk to him about that in about 10 minutes.
That's why he's on the radio with us now, all right? I'm just...
We will talk to Coach Mangini in a few minutes. But
I hope he ain't listening. Is he listening minutes. Now?
Yeah, he's always an avid listener.
Okay.
And he will probably say something to you about that when we start the show. But, no, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Rob and I don't like this dual quarterback stuff. Not because it's Jimmy G or Trey Lance. We just don't think it's really the way you should
name the tandem that won a Super Bowl, Chris.
Right,
can you name me one and maybe I'll buy into it?
It just, come on, man. This is the pros. All right. Would the 49ers be making a mistake, guys, if they try to use Jimmy G and Trey Lance in a dual QB system? Your turn to weigh in with us, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we threw it out to you guys at 877-99 on Fox. What do you think about the dual QB system that they look like they're going to try to run in San Francisco with Jimmy Garoppolo and the red-hot rookie Trey Lance? Neither Rob nor I like it. But maybe you do. Let's hear from you.
All right, let's kick it off with Mark in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. How you doing, Mark?
Okay, guys. How are you both doing on this beautiful Monday?
Magic City Monday. Beautiful.
We're good. Yes.
You know, it's just around the corner. You're going to walk out one morning, and that cool breeze is going to hit you in the face. You're going to take that first breath and go, it's fall, it's football time. You know, you can't explain it. You can't explain it, but you can feel it. You can feel it when it happens. Anyway, no, and hell no. They may be playing this Harry High School one after the other in the preseason, but this can't happen during the regular season. Guy hits a beautiful slant route or a fly, and he's pumped up. Oh, I got to go out now. You don't have any continuity. It's like a running back. You got
right.
So many touches, and I'm sorry. They can try it in the preseason just so they can see the rookie. But the point is so well taken. It's W and L's, and as long as he's healthy, why not? And let the other guy learn. So
right.
It'll happen in the preseason, but in the real season, we're not in high school now. And would you rather have one unhappy person or two? And as far as I'm concerned, most rookies, yeah, they want to start, but they understand their role.
But they get it, right.
No doubt. Worst thing in the world for Trey Lance to have a Patrick Mahomes situation, right? Yep. And I'm not saying it'll be Mahomes, but
Patrick didn't put him right in, Alex Smith. Exactly.
So it seems like it worked out for him. That's for sure. Why can't it be the same for Trey Lance? And then they can, you know, Jimmy G has a decent year. They trade him and get something for him. That's how I see it.
How about Mike in Memphis? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Oh, not much. I agree with the last caller. I don't see it working. I'm just wondering if he's trying to mimic Sean Payton, and that wouldn't be a bad thing if he would, you know, like with Drew Brees, and every once in a while throw Hill in there. But, you know, as far as dual quarterbacks, that's Bush League. That's high school, you know, college.
And I think that's
college,
what I don't think he's talking about, like, switching them every series and that type of thing. I do think he's envisioning more of a Taysom Hill situation, but – Look how that worked in Philadelphia, right? In Philadelphia, like, Jalen Hurts ended up being a starter. Like, Carson Wentz didn't like it, and I get it. Who would like it?
Nobody.
And I don't think they would have done that to Drew Brees when he was young.
No, not at all. They wouldn't take him out. Why would you take him out for any snaps? Right. I agree. If the guy, either if you're not happy with Jimmy G, just say so and just say, I think this kid gives us the best chance to win, Chris. And I can accept that. Right?
And I get they're not going to come out and say that just because they want to keep Garoppolo's trade value up. Although, if this kid beats him out, that's going to drop his trade value. You know?
Right.
I mean, automatically. So, but yeah, it's overthinking it to me. Trying to be.
All right.
Mark, what we say about Shanahan? Sometimes he tries to get too cute, right?
Too cute.
In the Super Bowls. And this is, to me, the same type of thing.
Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's happening?
Not a whole lot. Hey, real quick, to echo what the previous caller said. Yeah, he hadn't played in a year already. So he hasn't played.
Right.
So you're sticking a guy who hadn't even had – he didn't see any football last year. Now you're going to bring him in and try to do this. And I agree you can't get rhythm. And here's the other key thing. If he does anything well, that may split your locker room. Then you got a problem.
Yeah,
there's your problem right there.
Right. I mean, what if Jimmy G, because he can't get a rhythm, may not play well, and Lance makes if he makes any great plays, then now you got a full-blown controversy on your hands.
And here's the other thing on that real quick, Chris, on that if you put him in there, I would do what Kansas City did. They had a wild stallion in Mahomes, but they let him sit a year and learn the speed of the game. And here's the other part of that, is that if you wait long enough, Jimmy G's probably going to get hurt anyway.
Yep,
and you're probably
going
to have to put him in.
I totally agree. Say that, but.
Right.
Right.
And if he doesn't, but if he doesn't, you know, by his history, that means you're winning. And if he does play, stay healthy, and you're losing, you can always make the switch and say, hey, you know, Jimmy wasn't getting it done.
So all right, let's go to you know. Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? Happy Magic City Monday.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to go against the grain on you guys and all the callers on this one because I think in this specific offense that San Francisco has, it's similar to what Russell Wilson walked into in Seattle. It's a situation where you can wean a guy in. And it's obvious that San Francisco has invested their future into that quarterback, into Trey Lance. And any opportunity I can start weaning him in an offense where we got a great running game, we got a great tight end that you have to respect as a blocker and a pass catcher. I'm in a situation where I can put him in, wean him in, and not put him at a lot of risk. Jimmy G's clearly not the future. I think everybody knows it. I think all this ticky-tack stuff trying to protect his value is all a bunch of smoke and mirrors. I don't think people are going to fall for it. So I'm going to try to get Trey Lance in my system, winged in ASAP.
Look, we all know Jimmy G is the future, not the future, Marty, but I just don't like dual situation quarterbacks.
And I think the Cowboys did it in 1970. They lost. That was with Craig Morton and Roger Staubach. Right, you remember that? They were those two guys did it. That's the last time I think anybody had any success, and that was way back in 1970 because Bryce Valentine just tweeted me to say we were both right and wrong that it hasn't worked. Nobody's won a Super Bowl, but it was done. It was tried.
No, we know it's been done. We've talked about Taysom Hill doing it. You know, last year Jalen Hurts and Carson Wentz.
So it just hasn't worked
done.
To me.
Right. But Eric Mangini, former coach of the Jets and the Browns, he likes it. And he'll tell us why in a few moments. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a former NFL coach. Now an FS1 NFL analyst known as Man Genius, Coach Eric Mangini.
That was a long time ago. What's up?
You know you're on the Odd Couple when you hear that.
You already know. I took my gloves off. I'm ready for you. Where you been?
Where have you been, Rob? You've been hiding all summer long. You finally decided to call. It's nice to hear your voice.
Yes.
But, you know, prepare for your beatdown.
Uh-oh.
Hey, let's start here, Eric. There's been this controversy now over, you know, coaches apparently wanting reporters to call them coach. Like Deion Sanders.
Right, what is that?
Jason Garrett. I think Jason Garrett was joking, but I don't know.
We're not on the team.
What did reporters call you when they covered you?
I didn't mind whatever they wanted to call me. If they wanted to call me Eric, that was great. Coach, whatever they felt comfortable with. I guess different people have different things that they're comfortable with the position. But for me, it was whatever the person asking the question wanted
right.
to say.
That's what all the coaches I've covered have been like that.
I've never called anybody coach.
Yeah, I don't, the coach can't demand that the reporters call them coach because right. they don't play for you. You know what I mean? And so I think it's much ado about nothing. But you and I, Rob and I just talked about this. We both agree that we think it should be a one quarterback system in San Francisco. But I know,
we're
on First Things First together, and you said you actually like the dual system where they'll play Trey Lance and Jimmy G together.
Well, the first thing we know is if Rob took that stance, then obviously it's wrong.
It did scare me. I ain't going to lie.
Hey, Eric, me and you, we've won the same amount of Super Bowls. That's all I want to say.
And the same amount of whatever the radio equivalent of that is.
Marconi's, right.
I don't even know what that is, but I'm sure you and I have won the same amount. I do have an Emmy, Rob. I'm just saying.
Wow, you have an Emmy, too, Rob. How much did it cost you? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'll send you a photo of it after the show so you can see what it looks like.
Yeah, right.
Along with my three Super Bowl rings, and you can take all that. Here's what I feel about this situation. This was always going to be the way it was going to be because. When you're able to bring in a guy like Trey Lance with the skill set that he has, it creates a real problem for the other team in terms of preparation. You got to take meeting time. You've got to take practice time. You've got to take preparation from a coaching staff standpoint time to do that. So whoever the primary quarterback benefits from that because it's time that's taken away from preparing for that player. And then Trey has such a unique skill set in the fact that they can use the quarterback-driven runs, and they can do all those things that are, there's a gadget element to it, but they're difficult to defend, and you have to be very specific on how you want to deal with that. And Trey can also throw the ball, so it's a real issue, and I think it's an excellent way for him to get game experience. For him to gain confidence, for the players around him to gain confidence as well. And look, Jimmy's days are numbered. That there's no question about that. And this allows Trey to be a contributor in a meaningful way while preparing him for the inevitable, which is him taking over.
I think it's a cop-out by Shanahan. Pull the plug. If you just said Jimmy's days are numbered, if he's not the guy that you think you can win, even though he got you to a Super Bowl, even though he wins 75% of the time when he starts for you, if he's not that guy, go with the young kid. Step out there and say, he's our Patrick Mahomes. He's going to be this guy that's going to lead us. And the only way you learn to play quarterback, Eric, in the National Football League is by playing quarterback in the National Football League. So what's wrong with just making a decision and putting him out there?
Well, look, if you didn't think that the 49ers – didn't feel that Jimmy was the guy when they traded away three first round draft picks. I don't know what hint you need. That's the reality of the situation. You saw it also in that playoff run to the Super Bowl where they didn't let him throw the ball very much.
There no, they did in the element, Super Bowl when they lost the game at the end instead of running the football, right?
But there was but leading up to that, there was one game where he threw eight times.
Eight times.
Eight times. So when you have a situation like that, you obviously
are worried that that player could potentially lose the game for you, and then they go make the deal that they made. Now, to say that you can't learn how to play quarterback without playing quarterback, that's not true. There's a ton of things that go into this transition. You're learning the playbook. You're learning the staff. You're learning what it means to be a pro. You're seeing multiple defenses. The volume of defenses that you see in the NFL versus college football is dramatic. The playbook is dramatically bigger. So being able to sit back and learn that prior to playing, there's some value to that. Is experience the best teacher? Yes, I agree. It is the best teacher, but you can gain a lot of wisdom and a different type of experience and comfortableness prior to getting into the game.
It used to be that, I mean, yeah, some quarterbacks came in and started right away, like Peyton Manning and some guys like that. But it used to be, you know, sometimes a rookie, even a star quarterback, wouldn't start right away. And it wasn't seen as a negative. Now it seems like we expect these guys that are drafted high to start immediately. Why do you think that's changed in the NFL today?
I don't think it's a function of expecting them to start right away and play right away and be good right away. It's a different level of pressure to win right away. And the more that you spend on that quarterback, the greater that pressure is. And it's pressure from the fan base. It's pressure from the general manager. It's pressure from the owner. So that's changed. There was more patience historically with systems and with allowing young guys to grow. Now it's like, hey, you better win tomorrow or there's going to be someone new, you know, running the ship.
Let me ask you about Deshaun Watson. And what do you do? I mean, what a mess this is. Is it a mess because there's this thing hanging over him or limbo and the league hasn't had any action or you don't know what's going to happen? I mean, how tough is this going into a season where you just don't know and everything hinges on him?
Well, it's terrible. The whole situation is terrible. It's terrible for everybody involved from a practical football standpoint. Not knowing whether or not you're going to have your franchise quarterback makes the uncertainty level. You know, you almost have a plan that you aren't going to have them and hope that you do. That's got to be the path that they're taking in Houston. And it's also a difficult situation if you want to move on from him, because what's his value? You have no idea if he's going to be suspended. You have no idea where this is going to go. He's going to play again. So how do you evaluate what you trade him for, even if you wanted to trade him? There's so many unknowns. There's no way to set a market, and there's really no way to set a plan if you're keeping him.
How would you handle that? If he's not put on the commissioner's exempt list, then I would want to play him and get him out there and try to play him, you know, until this situation dictates that I can't. Is that how you would approach it?
Well, yeah, you've got to let the legal system play out, and then you've got the league office who also has authority over the situation, and if both those areas say that he's available to play, then I would imagine you would play him, and until his situation changes and you're told differently, then I think you operate under whatever guidelines are given by the group that governs you.
What would you I'm sorry, I was what's go ahead, Chris, you got another question?
I wanted to ask you, Eric, before we go, do you have a bold prediction for this season? I mean, is there, whether it's a team, a quarterback, a player or something that you expect to really kind of blow up or go the opposite way that most people aren't looking at yet?
Well, Rob, it's going to be Chris, it's going to be a tough season for Rob. I've already hit him with so many combinations, he's forgetting questions.
But I'm so all over the place.
He's having trouble asking questions.
That happens
more often than you think, Coach.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God, I just knocked him out in the preseason.
Wow. I'm a little off center. That's all right. It's all right.
You take the whole off season off, Rob, or like you just haven't even thought about football for a while?
No, okay. Yeah, I've been so entrenched in baseball, I totally forgot. It's all good.
You know, I don't love getting into that business, Chris, with the bowl predictions. I really one place that I am very impressed with is Cleveland, where I am now. I think the way that they handled this offseason is about as encouraging as anything I've seen, you know, since I haven't been there.
Wow.
In the way that they talk, the way that there's no offseason noise, the way that the quarterback is approaching all the things that he's dealing with. He's had a level of success. There's a potential contract looming, but he's focusing on the task at hand. He's focusing on what's in front of him. He's not dealing with the media or any type of back and forth there. That's huge maturity and growth. And collectively, I think there's been huge maturity and growth. And when that happens and you come together like that, then you've got opportunities to do something special. And it's the second year of the program. They're going to have a preseason. They're healthy, and there's harmony. So I like a lot of the things that are happening here.
Quickly, I know you probably like both teams, I'm guessing, but Baltimore and Cleveland, which one do you like to win the division quickly?
Look, I can never rule out the Steelers. I'm a big Ben Roethlisberger fan, and I am playing against them all the time.
Did you see him in that playoff game? Come on. We'd rather have Uncle Ben at this point.
When he threw the ball 68 times and they had no running game?
Yes.
If they get back to it was about as far away from Steelers football as you can get. You know, if they reestablish the running game and he plays like he played last year and the defense is close to what they had last year, everybody forgets how good they were for a long time last season.
They were fraudulent.
And want to write off the Steelers.
They were fraudulent. You know it. They were right. They were the worst 9-0 team I ever saw.
11-0.
Your answer to anything you don't like is it's fraudulent. You remind me of somebody. You remind me of somebody else. You know, it's fraudulent. You don't like the answer. It's fraudulent.
Well, did he used to be president? Oh, never mind.
I'm not getting involved in that. Just remind me.
All right, Eric. We appreciate the time, brother.
Good to talk
Thank
to you,
you for
bud.
The knowledge.
Yes.
Good talking to you guys. We'll see you soon.
Yes. Yep. All right. See you. That's Coach Eric Mangini. Luka Doncic just got paid, but that's only step one. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, let's go to the NBA. Luka Doncic just signed for $207 million over 5 years. I think that was it, right, Rob G? 207? No surprise, obviously. They were going to try to sign him to the max, and
well, they got rid of everybody in the front office and the coach, so it was pretty obvious. Yeah,
he's the man there, no doubt. And look, what I'm intrigued by, I mean, I think Luka's awesome. I've called him a new age Larry Bird, Luka legend, all that. But I want to see how Jason Kidd uses him, Rob. Look, there's no shame in losing to the Clippers, you know, with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. He's played them tough the last 2 years in the playoffs, but he's lost. And you've heard chirping, mainly from Kristaps Porzingis, not liking to play with Luka. Now, I actually think, Rob, Porzingis' game is great for Luka. I think it's a great fit because he's an outside shooter, but he can rebound, he can block shots. I think he's a great fit with Luka, but he obviously isn't happy. And I'm just wondering, Rob, because Luka is kind of like LeBron was younger in his early in his career.
He's the
and
system.
Does everything. Yeah, right. He's the system, right? So guys that can really play, I mean, and create stuff on their own, it's challenging for them.
Frustrating.
To play off a guy, right, that's doing everything. Even Kyrie was frustrated at times playing with LeBron, even though they won a championship. And so I wonder if Kidd is going to try to get Luka to play a little more within a system than to just be doing everything and, as you said, be the system.
Yeah, it's a tough spot. But obviously, Luka, you know, you got to play of his caliber, what his ability, what he's been able to accomplish. Like you say, he hadn't been able to get out of the first round, but you could see, obviously, the talent there and the potential down the road if the right pieces are put up, you know, next to him and they're able to work with him. You know, like that's just as important is being able to work with him. So This is totally makes sense, and he's one of the bright stars in the league.
Right. He's going to need other players. I don't care how good you are. He's going to need other guys that like playing with him and can play with him and play effectively with him. And, Rob, let's keep it real. I mean, I don't know if we call Michael Jordan the system early in Chicago, but obviously he was putting up ridiculous numbers, and they weren't going very far in the playoffs. And Phil Jackson convinced him that you need your teammates to win. And Jordan didn't like it, Rob. You were covering the league at that time.
Yeah.
He didn't like doing the triangle, but he did do it, and obviously they started winning championships. So I don't know. You gotta play in a way that gets the best out of some of your other teammates. I get it, you're the best player. But that's what makes Durant so sweet, Rob, is that he can just, you know, he doesn't have to be ball dominant, you know, and that enables him to fit seamlessly with just about anybody.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting if they can get those right pieces, Chris, around him. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And I don't know, what's Porzingis? I know we don't have that much time. His contract situation, you know?
He's locked up for a few years. Yeah. And it's hard to trade him. Nothing's impossible, but it's hard to trade him because he's always hurt. To me, that's his main problem. He's hurt all the time. It's not that he can't play with Luka. It's that he's hurt. He puts up decent numbers with Luka. 2 hours left. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.